All right, all right. So I'm here for J.R. McNair. I am his co-host, Demetrius Harrell, and we are at the Millionaire Mastermind Academy Entrepreneur Summit. I am here with the lovely Miss Keela Taylor, and she's going to go ahead and introduce herself and everything that is her.
Well, hello there. I am Keela Taylor. I am the managing member of Marquee Enterprises. We are a professional services firm, and our skills and expertise are rooted from insurance broker services, commercial real estate development, commercial real estate investing, event planning and logistics, and a host of other things.
Wow, wow, you're doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We are heavy.
Are you guys based here in Atlanta?
We are.
Okay.
That's what's going on. How long have you been doing this?
So I've been an entrepreneur for myself. I've been an entrepreneur for the last 9 years. I'm 34 years old, and yeah, it's been great.
So how did your journey get started? What started you with the Marquee Enterprises?
This is like one of my favorite questions.
Okay.
I always tell people that affliction is what led me to entrepreneurship. I'm totally transparent. So, you know, I'm a daddy's girl, and my dad, he was facing a double life sentence in prison. And I was in corporate at the time. So when you have a loved one who's facing death, basically, you know, when you're about to lose your parent or your loved one to anything, you're going to stop what you're doing to be of as much assistance as you know how.
Absolutely, yeah.
And in doing that, I put my job in jeopardy, and my boss was getting ready to fire me. So I took my butt back to work, but in the midst of going back to work and fighting my dad's case, I was establishing my own company.
It was being birthed out of your own.
Absolutely. Yeah. At that particular time, I was working for an insurance agency. And I'm like, you listen, I'm not about to jump from one slave ship to another slave ship. I'm about to do this thing myself. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started my very first business, which was Taylor Insurance Services. So I'm an insurance broker as well. And we're still actively running that brokerage and writing policies. Fast forward, here I am today.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wish you could have been in there to kind of sit in on that panel and go ahead and listen to you speak. But
you know, we didn't actually touch on that, and I was hoping that we would. That's what kind of inspired me to want to get on that influencer panel. But I'm just going to use the word synopsis. That whole synopsis changed, and I'm like, hold on, this ain't what we talked about.
Well, we can talk about it now.
You know, so we were basically talking about branding and social media influencers and all that good stuff. But, you know,
how do you feel that culture is going nowadays? What would you say to the present day influencer as it relates to the culture?
It's at an all time decline, I feel like, because now one of my companies is Universal Salon Suites.
Okay.
And I provide workspace to beauty professionals, beauty entrepreneurs. I'm saying that to say I work with a lot of emerging and aspiring entrepreneurs, and they leverage these influencers to help them brand their businesses. Mm-hmm. And I see most of the time the services are not rendered. So I'm having to assist those tenants in kind of requesting a refund. This is how you go about it, X, Y, and Z. So that whole social media influencer,
it's like a new fad now.
It really, and you said the word fad. That's I'm so ready for it to die. And it needs to die quick.
Uh-oh.
Because influencer is such a good word. You know, when I think of the term influence, I think of leadership and impact and everything positive.
Right.
But not as it pertains to social media.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, looks like we hit a little hot button topic right there.
Right.
But it's great. I mean, because more people definitely need to have this type of conversation.
Yeah.
As to where we stand with this word influencer and what it truly means, because you do have a lot of people just focusing and dumping tons of money, although as of right now, it's still on the lower end. Mm-hmm. If you know how to shop around for these certain influencers.
Yeah.
And then you do have some companies that are building their entire brand around, as you said, off of the back of influencers. Because I can think of a couple companies right now that, at least to me, were completely unknown. And then it's like overnight, you just see them everywhere.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you said that, because I'm old school. Like, I still like to pick up the phone, make phone calls, send emails, send nice to meet you emails. I like to, it's important that we court and date, you know, on both ends.
Yep.
So that it's a mutual trust that's being built. Don't just hire someone because they have a million followers. Yes, you want that visibility, but guess what? Guess what the outcome could be?
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely not go in your favor.
Yeah. Right. So court and date those people also, even if it's virtually. Mm-hmm. Do that.
Yeah.
Vet them.
All right. Ms. Taylor, let me ask you this. Your message to a young influencer, what would you say to them to help them know how to make a better impact, a greater impact with their so-called influence?
I would say lead with integrity. You know, definitely develop your core values. And that's not even something that you have to develop, because it's already in you.
Mm.
Like, for instance, my core values are integrity, nobility, knowledge, and transparency.
Okay.
That's not something that I had to think about. Mm-hmm. I know that that's me. So just operate and lead with integrity. If you don't do nothing else,
that's probably,
try to do that.
Yeah.
And so kind of moving forward, so if you could tell me, or at least think about these two things and kind of see if you can answer them for us to the best of your ability. One, as it pertains to anything, not just being an entrepreneur, what is your greatest success, and what is your most learned from failure?
Ooh, wee, my most learned from failure was not acknowledging my discernment.
Mm.
Because we all have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all got, that's one gift that God has given us all, is discernment. So you might sense that somebody, or they might in your face be, you know, dishonest or treacherous or whatever. But here you are still giving this person the benefit of the doubt while they are sabotaging your business in your face.
Right.
Like they say, if someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Right. You sound like a quartet.
So, you know, that was definitely a learning lesson for me. I follow my discernment now.
Mm.
I don't care if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm feeling a way, I might not know today why I feel how I feel about you or a situation. And it might not be revealed for the next year.
Mm.
Yep.
And it's like, you know what? That's exactly why I felt the way that I felt initially.
You see him on America's Most Wanted. And
like, I wasn't thinking that deep, but
that's what that was. You're going to rob me blind. Look at that.
Absolutely. So, oh, my God, that was definitely a learning experience.
I mean, you truly never know. You can end up how Steve Harvey was, because I'm not sure if either of you are aware, but he was doing everything what he thought was to be correct. Sitting there trying to pay his taxes, he had a guy, I believe it was his accountant, who was supposed to manage paying all his taxes and everything, never did it.
Wow. Yes. The guy
didn't steal the money. The money pretty much
just stayed in the account.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
which
crazy.
You just never know.
And that's another thing, too. You know, I've learned by way of University of Georgia. I'm not a University of Georgia graduate, but I took a business development class that was scholarshiped to me by Georgia Power. I'm grateful for that. But they teach you how to work on your business and not in your business.
Mm. Yes.
But when I tell you, I cut all my checks. I sign all my checks.
Mm.
I don't leave that up to no bookkeeper, no CPA. I don't care how much I'm paying you. I sign my checks.
Right.
I cut the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So
to kind of keep moving forward.
She didn't talk about her greatest success.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I was trying to get this train back on track.
The greatest success?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know what? Being here with you all right now.
Oh, that was so sweet.
And I'm right. So serious. No, I'm serious because we spoke about that too. We were talking about at what point do we feel like we've reached the level of reached a level of success. And, you know, my response to that is basically, I mean, you're only as strong as your latest gig or opportunity.
Right.
So I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be here to share the story.
Definitely.
And thank y'all for welcoming me.
Absolutely. How did you get on your, if I can ask you this, how did you get on the track of being an influencer?
I don't consider myself an influencer. I guess I'm just a vessel. Mm. Like, I'm so busy. I'm a doer. I'm a driver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one to really talk about
what you're going to do.
What I'm going to do or what I'm doing. Because I just do it. Some people, listen, not to shift gears real quick, but I have, and this was just recently from a competitor, but I believe in collaborators too. But when your collaborators or your competitors, when they start capitalizing off of what you do, I'm like, okay, this has to stop. 'Cause I tend to do a lot of things informally.
Mm-hmm.
Like I might do a one-on-one session with a tenant, or I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, in general. But mm-hmm. things that I don't, what's the word that I don't, I guess, advertise or market or formally,
mm-hmm.
People are taking that and they're capitalizing off of it. And I'm
like a leech kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm like, we doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We already doing that.
And I was trying to hook you up and help you out. you know? And now you done took it and ran with it.
Yeah, but that was kind of like a sleep on my part, because now I feel like I have to, we should account for everything that we do.
Mm.
Seriously. What
about that?
So you're saying you should get a check basically for every talent that you have?
No, you don't necessarily have to get a check, but just, you know, if I'm going to sit someone down and offer them an hour of complimentary, you know, business development, and I'm not marketing that, or I'm not, you know, I'm just doing it. Here, sit down. Let's talk.
Right.
And then I got diarrhea at the mouth giving you a wealth of information, which I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other people who are implementing it into their branding.
Right.
And, you know, it's a sales, I guess, enhancement or advance. You know, for them. So I'm like, Keela, get your stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Start tracking what you do.
And I got a little story on that, because I definitely agree with you, because I had a client reach out. Well, I won't say client. I had a customer kind of reach out to me, and we sat down. We had a phone conversation, gave them some knowledge. They took that knowledge, ran with them.
Mm.
Haven't heard anything. Hired
air. Your cash up ain't ding or nothing.
Nothing.
Mm. Not even a seed. Ain't sold a seed.
Exactly. I didn't even get a shout out. I'm like, I'd have been fine with that.
Right.
Nowadays, when stuff like that happen, I will go on social media and I'll at my business or at myself.
Mm.
Yep.
Seriously.
I might
let them know.
I definitely have to do that.
They see.
Yep.
They know.
Mm, they know that you know.
They know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not bitter about it, but I definitely learned from it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things that I just have to kind of take a mental note. I mean, it's just a learning opportunity, a great chance for me to kind of go for it. And then it's just more practice.
Yes.
Ms. Yes. Taylor, let me ask you this. In 5 years, what do you see your brand, yourself, your business? What do you see yourself in 5 years?
You know what? I am obsessed with procurement. And that's basically like, you know, working with the government, assisting them with their purchase needs. Everything that we need on a day-to-day basis, from toothpaste to office supplies, mm-hmm. to computers, to knowledge or to information, they need it times a trillion. Mm. And they have a $1 trillion spending budget.
Yeah.
So I've kind of I just had a conversation with this young lady, and she's like, you know, I've gotten myself to this point, but now I just don't know where to go. And I told her, listen, you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Not through Millionaire Mastermind, but through just building relationships. I was her, and I've gotten introduced to this government space.
Right.
And I'm like a freaking drooling pit bull about it. You know, I love it. So where I see myself in the next 5 years is continuing to actively bid on these government contracts, create more awareness for people like us, people who look like us, because people who don't look like us, they are getting these contracts and they're winning $50 million plus contracts.
I just need it's one.
Just one.
Just slide me one. I'll grow the rest.
Thank you. It really is out there.
Because
it is out there.
As a hobby of mine, I like to fly drones. So I help the...
You've been infiltrating some,
DLA.
Some
stuff.
Yeah. So I help the 100 black men of DeKalb with a project, and one of the that kind of transpired into me having the opportunity to actually have a government contract just doing some land surveying. Unfortunately for me, I couldn't take it at that particular point in time just because I didn't have myself set up correctly. But it is definitely out there.
Mm. We should talk. Okay. The DOD needs your services right now.
We can make it happen.
Yeah. Mm.
Definitely.
Ms. Taylor, how can somebody get in contact with you?
They can contact. You know what? I like to drive people to my website now versus like social media.
No, you're absolutely right. Own your traffic.
Yeah, because through the website, they can go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. They can go. They'll find everything else. You know.
Yep.
So, with that being said, they can find me at www.keelataylor.com, and that's spelled KEELATAYLOR.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely and appreciate you for being here.
Before we get out of here, I'd definitely like to give a special shout out to Prestige Transportation Partners, who allowed me to be here today. They helped me get here today. So I said I definitely had to go ahead and make that plug. Prestige Transportation Partners, currently hiring and looking for subcontractors. Go to PrestigeTransportationPartners.com.
What do they do?
So they handle government contracts.
Why say that government is in the area.
Why ask?
Mm-hmm. Government contracts, mostly deliveries for furniture, you name it. They can accommodate.
Freight.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get up out of here, guys. We appreciate you all for letting us be here. And we're on out.
That was awesome, y'all. Thank you. That was so awesome.
Appreciate it.